If I ask you to, do you know what the hollow mask illusion is? And have you ever seen it?
Is it the one where if you turn it round, it looks like it's still looking at you? So it's hollow, but then it sort of comes out at you at the same time? Something like that?
That's right. That's the very illusion. If you take a look at a face, say it's a mask that you would put over your face, and you look at it face on, of course it looks like a face. But imagine that on a turntable, turning round very, very slowly. As it turns round and you look into the back of it, you would expect to see just a hollowed out appearance of a face, wouldn't you? Like a face that you're looking through. But your brain plays a trick on you, and what you actually see, and it's impossible to suppress because I tried it for about half an hour this week in the office, you see the face coming out at you. So in other words, you're seeing this internal surface of this mask being reconfigured in your mind to become a face coming out at you instead of a face going inwards. And the really interesting thing is that 99% of the population are fooled by this, or you could say can see or experience this illusion. But if you show it to someone who has schizophrenia, they cannot experience this illusion. They're not fooled by it. And what they see is a face that's concave. They see the inside surface of the mask. And although people knew that, they didn't know why. So a group of researchers, both at UCL and at Hanover Medical School, this is Jonathan Reusser and his colleague Danai Dimmer, who is based in Hanover, they decided to find out by putting schizophrenics and normal people in brain scanners and showing them this illusion, although they didn't tell them it was an illusion, asking them what they saw and then comparing the brain scans. And what they found was striking, because the people who were normal, 99% of them saw this illusion when they showed them with the virtual reality headset, the picture. None of the schizophrenics were fooled at all. They all said it looked like a hollowed out or sunken in face. So they were all seeing the inside of the mask. The brain scans, on the other hand, showed stark differences. In the normal people, a part of the brain called the parietal cortex, which is located in the upper back part of your head on both sides, this became very, very active, as did the primary visual cortex, a part of the brain that decodes directly what the eyes are seeing. And what the team were able to do is to analyse the connectivity, how much those two brain regions were talking to each other. In the normal people, there's a very big augmentation in the connections between these two areas when the people see this illusion. In the schizophrenics, there was no such connectivity. And this goes along with our understanding of what's probably happening in schizophrenia, which is that rather than it being, as people view it, this sort of split personality disorder, probably schizophrenia is more that the brain processes things in a modular way. There's a bit of the brain that does hearing, there's a bit of the brain that does speech, there's a bit of the brain that does seeing. And normally what we do to create consciousness is to combine the inputs of all of these things together and experience them as a whole. And in schizophrenia, rather than connecting the products of those modules together, they're viewed independently of each other. So you can't unite things in this way. And so people are saying we should view it more as a sort of disconnectivity state. And what's really interesting is if people smoke cannabis, they also cannot see this illusion. So cannabis is also linked to schizophrenia. So we think that this could be putting people into a sort of pro-psychotic state where it's stopping bits of the brain influencing each other. And the reason you experience this in the first place is because you're basically relying on memory. Your brain is saying, I should be seeing the inside of a mask, but I've seen a face before. I'm expecting to see a face, so it creates a face for you to look at if you're normal.
And is schizophrenia something that's difficult to diagnose? And could it be that you could show someone this experiment and that would show that they were schizophrenic? Or is it a bit more difficult than that to say? That's that direct link.
Normally, and as someone, because I, in my medical job, have met quite a few people who have schizophrenia, and usually the symptoms are quite florid and you can quite easily work out what's wrong with someone. We wouldn't need subtle diagnostic measures like this, but what we do need is a way of understanding why this happens and therefore the best way to treat it, or therapies, or better still, ways to preempt it. Because what we haven't seen in this paper is, do people who are destined to get schizophrenia also get fooled by this illusion or not? And that might be useful, because if you could scan those people and say, these individuals could be at risk, therefore we could identify them and give them therapy or give them treatment. Because what we know about this disease is that if you treat it earlier in the process, people tend to not get as bad, they get better quicker, and they don't get as bad as they could have got. So in other words, they respond better than if you let them get very bad and then try and treat them. So I think probably that is an area to look at.
Excellent, that's good stuff.